listening to The Pipeline Show with Dean Millard and Guy Flaming on Edmonton's sports leader, TSN 1260.
Welcome back to The Pipeline Show. This is Mirror, song and a CD of the same name, written by and performed by Kim Simon, who's from Devon, Alberta, award-winning singer-songwriter. You can buy that CD on iTunes as well as Google Play. She's getting a lot of airplay now across Canada. Good to see from a local talent like that. All right, we're going to speak with Tyler Bilton from HockeyProspect.com. We've been having a scout from that organization on with us every week all season long. We'll be doing that right up to the draft and who knows, maybe into the summer as well. Tyler is based overseas, although I believe, if I remember correctly, I think he told us he's from Calgary originally, but he is over there. And he's going to tell us about a bunch of European players that we need to know for the 2016 draft as we bring Tyler in now. How are you, Tyler?
I'm good. How are you doing, Guy?
Doing fantastic. All right, number of guys we're going to get to. Let's start it off with Andre Nayman, and I may have butchered that, or I may have fluked in and got it 100% correct. The odds of that probably pretty slim, but he's a Czech forward. What can you tell us about him?
Well, I pronounce the same way, too. Nayman, I first noticed Nayman at the Atlanta tournament this summer and started tracking him with Yulava this season. And one note that keeps coming up with him is his playmaking abilities. Nayman has great vision, is very creative with the puck. He thinks the game at a high level. He sees opportune passing lanes. He can deliver a crisp, accurate pass. Every game I've seen of him, he keeps setting up his teammates with scoring opportunities. If he's along the wall, in the corner, you know, no matter where he is, if you're his line mate, you got to get open because he will find you. I saw him surprise a few players with passes as well, as if they didn't think a pass was possible to get through. I even saw him flip a pass in the air to his line mate, and his line mate batted it out of the air into the open net, almost as if they practiced it that before. He's got good crafty hands, protects the puck really well. He can score as well as a quick release and get the puck under pressure. He knows where to be for rebounds as well and finds himself in the right spot at the right time. Nayman is relied upon heavily on Yulava on every key situation. You know, he's only a 98, and it's a 95-96 league that he's playing in, the Czech under 20. So for a young kid to be getting that kind of ice time, it's really great for his development. He plays on the power play, the penalty kill, he's the extra attacker. When they're down a goal, he's out there. Last minute of the game, I mean, and he plays with a lot of confidence. But after saying that, he does have some weaknesses, and one of them is his skating. He has a good stride, but he's lacking a higher gear and needs to get a little more power and strength in his push. He doesn't play that physical, but he is strong on the wall and corners. He can take his hits. He has some hockey lineage as well. I know his uncle was a Maple Leafs draft pick a while ago, Patrick Augusta, I think it was. And also his grandfather is a longtime Yulava and Czech national team player. I think his grandfather was even a Czech national team coach at once. Mm. But, yeah, I look forward to seeing more of him play this season as the season rounds out here.
Well, he had big numbers last year, 52 points playing in a U18 league. And this year, the points are still there, 33 points in 32 games. And he's moved up a level to the U20 league, and he's still 18. So I wonder, is it hard to score in those leagues when you look at the rest of the league? As a young guy, are those numbers impressive, or is that to be expected?
No, it is impressive for a young guy at that age because there's a lot of guys that are 96s that are really putting up most of the points right now. So for a kid his age, be getting points like that, it's pretty good.
All right, well, we'll keep his name in our memory banks for the draft. Let's go to Germany and Tobias Edder, who has actually come up on the show a couple of times here in the last month or so. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, I know he's been touched on before. I know my colleague Nick talked about him earlier a couple weeks ago, but I just saw him play this weekend. I just thought it'd be worthwhile talking a little more. So Edder first popped out to me at the U18 World Championships in Switzerland last year as an underager. I really enjoyed seeing him pee in all three zones, no matter what the score was or time of game was. I mean, Edder just didn't quit. Yesterday against Belarus, he had a bit of a slow start here, had some questionable puck decisions. He was looking like he was trying to make some big, flashy, soft passes. But those passes were getting picked off quite easily. But once he stopped doing that and simplified his game, he became a very, very offensive threat. He possesses some nice hands, has a pro pass. It's flat, accurate, just enough speed at the right time, and he can receive pucks easily on his backhand or forehand while in motion and not lose a step. He was credited with two goals last night, but actually he only scored one. He did an assist on the other goal, though. He set up a really nice pass cross-crease to his teammate who one-timed that in the net. Edder has a really good IQ and can see and can sense weaknesses in his opposition. He finds open lanes. He gets himself open for breakaway passes. A really good offensive mind. He has a deceptive release as well on a shot. He shoots really smart. He can get rebounds off the goaltenders at good spots. Today, I even saw him use his head to get a shot on it. He jumped up like a soccer player and headbutted the puck down at the goalie. I'm not sure if that counts as a shot on net, but it looked really good, though.
Wouldn't count. We know that much. No, we saw a goal last year that was put in with a chest. The chest push, exactly. Kind of like a soccer play, and that didn't count either. Now, I know Edder's jumped around a bit. He's playing, I think, the last time I looked when Mick was on, I think he'd been on, is now on his third team or something already this year. I don't have his list in front of me, but is that a concern? Do you know why that he's bounced around?
Well, yeah, so what happened is in the offseason last summer, he signed with Muchen of the DEL, so he's under a pro contract with them, but he's loaned out to Badtolt in the Oberliga, where he's from, his hometown.
Okay.
Beginning of the season, he did a preseason tournament with Salzburg, which is affiliated with Munchen up in Sweden. And then he went back to Badtolls. And then Badtolls loaned him out to SC Ryerson, I think it is, in the DEL2. But his brother plays on that team, so I think they just wanted to get him a game together with his brother.
Okay.
And he got a goal in that game. And he also played, I think, a couple of games in the DNL2, the German league there. But I think it's just because he's on loan. They're just trying to get him some spots and get him feel and stuff. Nothing really of a concern there for him.
Tyler Bilton from HockeyProspect.com is our guest right now. We're chatting about some Europeans that we need to know for 2016. The next one is Linus Weisbach, if I pronounce that close to correct. He's a Swede,
yeah.
And his numbers are pretty impressive as well this year. 38 points in 38 games.
Yeah, Weisbach, he is, he's really fun to watch. He is fast. He is a high gear, and he's looking faster this season than what I saw of him last year. He can skate with the puck at a very high speed and make plays. He's a legitimate offensive threat on the ice and has some great, great hands. With his speed and hands, he gets himself into great scoring opportunities, and this is why he has so many assists this season. Actually, I believe he's leading his team in points right now in Frölunda. But with Weisbach, his size is a bit of concern. I mean, he's 5'9". He's really short, and you can see it on the ice, but
right.
He plays with a lot of heart. And a good example of that, playing with some heart, is I saw him at a preseason tournament in Sweden this summer when he was playing with Frölunda's J18 team, actually. And he was breaking down the wall. He was in the neutral zone in a tough spot with the D-men stepping up. He's either take a big hit or get the puck in. He tried something and possibly turn it over. What he did, though, he said, I'll take the hit along the wall, get the puck in, and he got absolutely flattened. And, I mean, not flattened his butt, but he popped right back up, and with his speed became F1 on the forecheck and finished a check like nothing happened. When he forechecks, he angles really well. He's got quick stops and starts, forcing turnovers and stripping D-men out of the puck. In the D-zone, well, he doesn't like to be in the D-zone. He likes to hang out the blue line a little bit and pop out and try to stretch the D. Sometimes leave the D zone a little too early. I like to see him play a little more detail in his D zone. This season, though, with Frölunda, he's been on line with John Dahlstrom, who is a Blackhawks draft pick from last season.
Okay.
Looks like a good pairing for them. They're really feeding off each other really well. But another knock against him, though, he can be a little reckless. You know, this is why he isn't with the Swedish U18 team right now in Frölunda. I believe it's because of this injury he had last week. There was a really awkward play. He had an option to kind of save his balance or get a puck on net, and he chose to get the puck on net. But as he got the puck off, he got hit, went to the boards really awkwardly and smacked his back and hit the back of his head. I don't know if it was too serious. He got up and left but didn't return to the game, and I haven't seen him back in the lineup since. So I hope he recovers from that because, you know, I really, really like watching this guy play, and I think he's a pretty good prospect.
We have time to ask you about a couple of goaltenders as well. David Renak or yeah. Renash, maybe, as well
yeah.
as a and he's from Slovakia, if I believe, if I have that correct. And as well,
yeah.
You wanted to tell us about a Swiss goaltender named Leo Chouard or Chouard as well.
Yes.
Tell us about both goalies.
Sure, I'll try to be quick here. So I first saw David 2 summers ago at a prospect camp in Sweden. He was along there with another Slovak goaltender, Matej Tomek, who was drafted by the Flyers last year. He's a really good goaltender as well. I've been able to work with him one-on-one in person on the ice and really get to know him a little bit. His game's maturing well, and I was really happy with his performance against Switzerland last night. It started off a little rough, though. He had a really weak goal scoring from the red line. But, you know, as we all know, that happens from time to time. But he bounced back amazingly after that. Turned aside every single shot, 29 shots in total, including a couple breakaways, a 2-on-1 chance. and then shut the door on the shootout and gave his team the victory. David has really solid footwork. He sealed the ice up really well down low. Aside from the goal last night on his blocker, he tracks the puck in really well to his hands and doesn't give up a lot of rebounds, very in control of his body. He's still growing a bit. He's maturing to do, but there's a lot of potential with him. He talks exceptionally well to his defenseman. He never stops talking, communicating. He needs to work on playing the puck a little better, but, you know, he's a long-term prospect for sure.
And Schuard?
And Schuard, yeah. This is my first viewing of Schuard last night. I was really impressed, though. I mean, the overall technique, he's a very sound, very good goaltender. He's got a good body movement, good body awareness. He's very in control of himself. Nothing is out of place. He's got great, strong legs, really, really strong core, which allows him to have patience in his legs. He doesn't drop too early and doesn't drop unless he has to. You know, he tracks the puck really well. Great glove. I mean, he tracks the puck and doesn't give up any rebounds. If there is a rebound pops out, it's usually right in front of him. He knocks it down and pounces on it right away. He's got great technique on his post, seals up in the SMS and comes off really quickly along the ice. His puck play, though, is a very serious concern, and I mean like a really serious concern, because he fell behind the net once and tried to throw the puck, and then they almost turned the puck over another time, and I'm sure his coaches had a couple heart attack moments on the bench last night. But overall, when he's in the crease, though, I mean, he's pretty lights out last night. He was really, really good goalie to watch.
All right, well, we'll keep tabs on both of those netminders as well. Tyler, as always, we appreciate your insight, and we'll have you on again before the draft, I'm sure. Everybody can find your stuff at hockeyprospect.com. Thanks for this.
Thank you. I'm from Penticton, not from Calgary.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. That's even better.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.